Imagine a world sharply divided between pure, ordinary citizens and corrupt elites who betray them. This isn't just political rhetoric, it's the essence of populism, perhaps the most influential political force of our time. From Bernie Sanders railing against billionaires to Donald Trump vowing to drain the swamp, populist leaders worldwide tap into the same powerful current despite their vastly different ideologies. What makes populism so potent yet so difficult to pin down? At its core, populism is a thin-centered ideology that divides society into two homogeneous antagonistic groups, the virtuous people versus the corrupt elite. Unlike comprehensive ideologies like socialism or liberalism, populism has a limited core that attaches to other ideologies, explaining why it appears in socialist form in Latin America, nationalist form in Europe, and various guises in the United States. What makes populism particularly powerful is its moral framing. The elite aren't just privileged, but fundamentally immoral. When politics becomes a moral crusade rather than practical problem solving, the ground for democratic compromise shrinks dramatically. Populism's power comes from three deliberately constructed concepts that form its foundation. The people functions as what scholars call an empty signifier, intentionally vague to maximize appeal. It typically combines three meanings: the people as sovereign, legitimate source of political power, the common people, ordinary citizens, and the people as nation, unified cultural community. When Trump declared the people became the rulers of this nation again, he was invoking all three meanings simultaneously. The elite represents a homogeneous, corrupt group opposing the people's will. Though primarily a moral distinction, elites are identified by positions in politics, media, academia, and business. Left-wing populists typically emphasize economic exploitation by corporate elites, while right-wing populists focus on cultural betrayal by intellectual and political elites. The third pillar, the general will, draws from Rousseau's philosophy. Populists believe in a pure, uncorrupted will of the people that should be implemented without institutional constraints. This explains populists' complicated relationship with democratic institutions. They champion popular sovereignty, but often show impatience with constitutional constraints protecting minority rights or deliberative processes that slow decision-making. Populism's adaptability across political landscapes is evident in leaders from Venezuela's socialist Chavez to Hungary's nationalist Orbán, sharing core features while manifesting differently based on local conditions. In North America, populism emerged with the 1890s People's Party fighting railroad monopolies. American populism has shifted between progressive forms like the New Deal's economic populism to the cultural populism that enabled Trump's rise. Latin America shows populism's most established tradition, fueled by extreme inequality and democratic heritage. The region experienced three waves: classical, Argentina's Perón; neoliberal, Peru's Fujimori; and radical left, Venezuela's Chavez. European populism remained minor until the 1990s rise of radical right parties like France's National Front, which merged populism with nativism to defend ordinary citizens against immigrants and elites. These diverse forms emerge from specific local grievances, with populism's thin ideology attaching to host ideologies that address these concerns, typically socialism on the left and nationalism on the right. While populism often evokes images of charismatic strongmen using fiery rhetoric, successful populist leaders actually span diverse profiles. Though some fit the stereotype of the simple-speaking man of action, many break this mold entirely. Female populists like Marine Le Pen and Sarah Palin leverage their gender to reinforce outsider status in male-dominated politics. Others, like Australia's Pauline Hanson, emphasize their unpolished authenticity and life experiences. Notably, many successful populists emerge from wealthy business backgrounds. The Shinawatra family, Silvio Berlusconi, and Ross Perot were all billionaires before becoming voices of the common people. These entrepreneur populists frame their business success as proof they succeeded despite corrupt politicians. What unites these diverse leaders is their carefully crafted image as both political outsiders and authentic representatives of common people. Simultaneously exceptional, yet ordinary, both champion and peer of the people. Populism's relationship with democracy is complex, simultaneously supporting and challenging democratic principles. At its core, populism champions popular sovereignty and majority rule, often advocating for direct democratic mechanisms like referendums. Yet populism clashes with liberal democracy, which balances majority rule with minority rights and institutional checks. Populists view these constraints as obstacles to the will of the pure people and frequently target independent institutions like courts and media. This tension manifests in leaders like Hugo Chavez, who insisted the Constitution must be adapted to the revolution, and Viktor Orban, whose illiberal democracy in Hungary maintains elections while weakening liberal safeguards. Populism's impact varies by context. It can democratize authoritarian systems, but potentially erode liberal institutions in established democracies. This dual nature reveals the fundamental tension between majority rule and minority protections in liberal democracy. What explains populism's remarkable rise across diverse political systems? The answer combines both demand factors, societal conditions creating receptivity to populist messages, and supply factors, political actors effectively mobilizing these sentiments. Long-term social changes have produced more informed, independent citizens who no longer accept elite dominance. Traditional media has become less controlled by political elites, while social media has created new channels for anti-establishment sentiment to spread. Economic factors play crucial roles. The Great Recession triggered populist surges across Europe and North America, while Latin America's neoliberal reforms in the 1990s paved the way for left-wing populists. Corruption scandals frequently trigger populist episodes by confirming the populist narrative about corrupt elites. Italy's Clean Hands investigations in the early 1990s decimated the country's political establishment and opened space for Silvio Berlusconi's populist Forza Italia party. On the supply side, successful populists excel at connecting diverse grievances under a unified discourse of us, the good people, versus them, the corrupt elite. They politicize issues ignored by mainstream parties, particularly when those parties converge programmatically. When center-left and center-right parties adopt similar positions on key issues like immigration or economic policy, populists effectively argue they're all the same. Common establishment responses to populism often backfire. The coordinated opposition strategy, cordon sanitaire, typically reinforces populist narrative of elite conspiracy against the people's will. Similarly, when mainstream parties form grand coalitions to exclude populists, they validate the populist claim of fighting one against all. Mainstream actors adopting populist rhetoric is equally problematic. It may yield short-term electoral gains, but ultimately legitimizes populist framings and deepens polarization. More effective responses address populism's root causes. This requires mainstream politicians to be candid about their limited power in a globalized world and implement institutional reforms to address democratic deficits, particularly in supranational organizations. Crucially, mainstream actors must engage with legitimate grievances that populists highlight rather than dismissing their voters as irrational. Populism often succeeds by exposing real problems that establishments have ignored. Populism serves as democracy's bad conscience, an illiberal democratic response to undemocratic liberalism. While populists offer problematic solutions, they often identify genuine democratic deficits. The challenge lies not just in defeating populism, but in reforming democracy to address the legitimate concerns fueling its rise.